We have. Good afternoon, everybody. Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We left off on Lamed on the days. The Gemara distinguishes between a situation where you have the Bliya B'tzaynin as opposed to Bliya B'chamin. A Bliya B'tzaynin is either Kavish K'mevushol or a Maliach K'raseach. So let's say if you have a Bliya B'tzaynin, you had the chocolate milk years ago used to have flour in it. Chomizdika flour. So if you have chocolate milk sitting in a cup, even if the cup is a klicheris and hagola shouldn't help, but if the whole bliya was betzainen, alidei kavish kemevushal, so then the Yerushalmi says that you can kasha the cup for Pesach, even though it's a klicheris, you can kasha the cup for Pesach with mila v'yira gimel yam. The Bavli only has mila v'yira gimel yamim with respect to stam yenim, because yeah, stam yenim is more kal than other things. How come over here the Yerushalmi is making on chametz? So the Shach explains, because chametz is a heterabola. It's a machlokes here, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, but even the Ramban holds that it's yisurabola, menegeta not banat, menegeta agola versus one. But menegeta mila v'yira, he has to agree, or maybe he's going to disagree with the whole Shach, maybe he's going to hold the mila v'yira gimel yamim is good even by yisurabola. But we follow the Shach, that it only helps on Haterabola. Maybe because Mikra Din, we really, the Pashto says Mikra Din, we really do Paskin, like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Chametz Kaidim Zmana is really Haterabola. And that's why the Mechaber says, Beferish, that not by not, Kaidim HaPesach is Mutter. If I cooked, we'll have to talk about it some more. If I cooked the applesauce, kosher lePesach dike applesauce, I cooked it in a chametz dike kli, even though the chametz dike kli was a ben yomo. So that's the Shulchan Aruch says that we'll have to discuss it some more, the details. Shulchan Aruch says that that's not banat haTorah, so you can eat it on Pesach. If it's not banat haTorah, why does the Shulchan Aruch ever require libun on baking tins for Pesach? He should be good enough hagola. So the Noisik Kelim is that kasha. So the Pashtus, the simple answer is lechumra. Just the chumah mikra din, the din really is like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the baking tin should be enough with a hagol. You shouldn't need libum. And the Mishnah Berurah, after so many centuries of following the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah comes and he reverses the whole psak that was makubal for centuries. Every other page, if you learn Mishnah Berurah, every other page Mishnah Berurah reverses the psak hamakubal for centuries, because he came up with a new amiri. And Amaram Chalva was just printed on Psochim. And the Ozaru was just printed, and he comes up with new things from the Kisfayat. That's one of the tainas that the Chazanish had against the Mishnah Berurah. Why do you reverse the Psak? Because they discovered new Kisfayat now. Maybe Min HaShamayim, the Kisfayat were missing all these centuries because they didn't want us to Paskin like that. They wanted us to Paskin the way we worked out the Psak. Then the Mishnah Berurah reverses the Psak a lot of times. He quotes the Maimon Mordechai Nechemet Moshe, new Svarim. Maimon Mordechai was printed just 50 years before the Mishnah Berurah, maybe less. Maimon Mordechai is by a Sfardish Goyen who lived in France. I don't know how the Mishnah Berurah got a copy of it. So he reverses the Psak and every other page in Or HaChaim because of the Maimon Mordechai and Nechemet Moshe, new things. I didn't have a Mishnah Berurah till a couple of years. I never saw a Mishnah Berurah till a few years after I was married. My wife bought me a present. In the Beis Medrash, we hardly had, I don't even know if they had one set of Mishnah Berurah when I was a student. Now they have 25 sets of Mishnah Berurah. It wasn't so popular years ago. How did you figure out a Psak? You look in the Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Noisei Kelim, the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Pri Megodim and the Machzal Shekel on the bottom of the page, you come up with a Psak. Then all of a sudden, you look at the Mishnah Berurah, totally different. He reverses the Psak all the time because of the new Kisvayad and so on. So here, the Mishnah Berurah reverses the Psak Hamkul. He says, since the Shulchan Aruch says that you need Libun, so that shows that we should really Paskin like the Ramban. So he reverses the Psak Hamakubal with respect to not Barnat. He says, we hold that Chomets Kaidim is Manazi Surabala, Chomets May Olav, and therefore, not Barnat should be Osir also. If not by not, Kodem HaPesach is called the Surah Bola, then when you kasha Chametz Dike Kelim, not everybody has totally new sets of Pesach Dike Kelim. So Fleishig and Milchik and everything, some people do kasha Chametz Dike Kelim for Pesach. So the question is, when you kasha Chametz Dike Kli, for Pesach, do you have to, before you do Hagola, let's say, You have to wait till the kli should be ena ben yomo. So usually all year long, last year we learned chulin. So there's a tesis in chulin where they pose the following kasha. What does it help when you do hagola? The burning hot water is 212 degrees, so that'll cause the treif of kli, the treif of the pot, or the treif of fork and knife to be maflit, the whole blia sisir, into the water. So it goes into the water. What's to prevent the blia from coming back into the kli? So Tosis has one suggestion. One Bala Tosis came up with an einfall. No, the kli is only balea other taimim that happen to be floating around in the water. But the blia that it just spit out itself, the blia that the kli was just maflit into the water, that is not going to be balea back. So Tosis says to Kasha, what? The pot has Ruach HaKodesh to know which blias were there from before, which blia spit out. The chichul de nevi'i. The pot has Ruach HaKodesh that it knows what to be. It's balea everything back. So how does Hagola ever help? The blia will go from the treifa kli into the water. What's to prevent the blia from going back into the kli and make a treifa again? So Tosis says the answer is you have to do one of two things. Either you have to make sure that you have shishim in the water against the whole thickness of the kli, because you don't know how much blia there is in the kli. So the Gemara in Chulin has at one place, the Gemara says there, leyadina and kamabola, you never know how much blia, so you have to be misharking and keneged kulo. So you have to visualize as if the whole kli, the whole thickness of the kli, is saturated through and through with iser. So you have to have shishim in the water, keneged the whole thickness of the kli. If you have shishim, so then it doesn't bother me. The treif of blia went into the water, and then it becomes batel the shishim when it goes into the water. And then when it comes back in, nothing will prevent it from coming back into the kli. The water is burning hot. But before it comes back into the kli, it's already in this batel the shishim. So it's batel the shishim. So it's not nice and tam anymore. That's one suggestion that Tosis gives. So that's nicha if you have a little fork, a little knife, a little pot. What if you have a gigantic, thick metal kli? Have a very big metal kli, and you don't know, it's not so clear that you have shishim in the water, in the hagola water, connected the whole thickness of the kli. So then Tosis says, you have to have a kli, you should only do the hagola when the kli is ene ben yomo. What does that help if the kli is ene ben yomo? The kli is ene ben yomo, so why do you have to do hagola at all? The answer is, min ha-Torah, noisen tam lev gamas muta loyasa, Torah l'kadera bas yoma. That's a gemara later, we'll get to it. If we'll learn that far in Perek, what's the name of the next Perek? Forgot the name of the third Perek. Eloiver. Perek Eloiver. There's also Sugi of Tam Kiker. So the Gemara says that when the Torah required Hagolah on the Klei Midyon, that's only because man the Klei is Ben Yomo. But if it's a Klei Shein Ben Yomo, the Blia will go into the kosher soup that I'm going to cook. It's going to be nice and Tam Lev Gam. So Menater, it's Mutter. So it's only midirabbanan that you have to kasher a kli she'ena ben yomo. But midirabbanan they made gzeira ena ben yomo ata ben yomo. So what does it help if the kli is ena ben yomo and the blia goes into the water, but then it's going to come back into the kli? So it's again going to be a gzeira ena ben yomo ata ben yomo. So Tosis says no. The gzeira ena ben yomo ata ben yomo is only because the trilus ha'blia was l'shvach when I cooked the treif chazer, when I cooked the pork and beans in this pot. It was nice and tam the shvach in the pot. But then because the blia of the pork was sitting in the doifne hakdera for 24 hours, has a metallic flavor to it, became nivgam. So that, nice and tam levam, got to where machme mederabonik, zeireine ben yomo, ota ben yomo. But once the trefa blia, eine ben yom, goes into the water, then it's going to go back, there's nothing to prevent it from go back into the kli. Now the Tchilas HaBliya is going to be Lefgam, because the whole Bliya, we assume when you do Hagola, the Hagola removes the entire Bliya and goes into the Meha Hagola. So even though you don't have Shishim in the Meha Hagola, and there's nothing to prevent the Tam from going back into the Kli, now it's going to be Tchilas HaBliya is going to be Lefgam. So you don't have to worry about it. So then Tosis adds on, this is the rule. Whenever you want to do Hagola, you have to see to it, it shouldn't pose a problem. The treif of blia is going to come back into the kli. So either you need shishim in the water, or you have to have the kli shenibay. It should be ena ben yom. And then in Shulchan Aruch says, the minig is that you always wait till the kli is ena ben yom. and you don't rely on the shishim, because sometimes not so easy to calculate that you have shishim. So it's better to rely on the fact that the kli is ein binyan. Okay. But then it says, the Mogen Avraham says, but if there's a slight problem, if there's a slight shas hadchak, then you make a lot on that, as long as they have shishim in the water. Even though the kli is not binyan. Look, hatchila the minig is ein lahagl shem kli, till it's going to be ein binyamai. But if there's a slight shas hadchak, a lot of times there is. Let's say, remember there was some major Jewish organization had a dinner in a hotel. And it was the same day that the Boy Scouts had their annual dinner in the same hotel. And the Boy Scouts, they served the treifas, and they were going to use the same kelim for the kosher meal, for the Jewish organization. So they had a kasher all the pots on the same day. It was Ben Yomo. It was a Shas HaTchak. They were both scheduled for the same day. Shas HaTchak, so they had to do a Hagola. There wasn't any shishim. There wasn't shishim in the water either. So the treifa pot was Ben Yoma, and there was no shishim. So they put in a Dovah HaPoy game. That's in Shulchan Aruch also. They had to put in some awful tasting lye. Lye is poisonous also. It's unhealthy. So they had to put in, when they did the Hagola, they had to put in a Dovah HaPoy game. So when the treifa blia went into the water, then there's nothing to prevent it from going back in. But when it went back into the kli, it was tchilas ablia, was levgam, because it was mixed in with the Dovah HaPoy game. So then, so that's the way they did the Hagolah. Okay, so if you have that was a Shas HaTchak. So now, so Tosis says, Bamidvar Mamurim, when are we Machmer? When do we insist that when you do a Hagolah, you have to have either Shishim in the water, it should be Ein Ben Yomo, and Shulchan Aruch says, meaning the Ramos says, meaning always is Ein Lahagol Shum Kli, when it's Ben Yomo, because sometimes it's hard to calculate whether you have Shishim. Sometimes people can make a mistake. Not everybody's so mathematically inclined to be able to calculate whether you really have shishim in the water, keneged the treif of liya. So you should always have lechatchila, should always be ein b'yam. So then Tosh says, by medvar mamurim, if it's a treif of kli, what if it's a milchi kli? It became milchi by accident. It became fleshig by mistake, let's say. And you want to rewrite, we have a minig. Some hey say the minig is not doesn't have to be observed, but in Shulchan Aruch they quote a minig that you don't kasher, you don't switch back and forth from fleshig to milchig, from fleshig to milch. You don't do a hagola on a fleshig kli to make it parva. You don't do a hagola on a milchig kli to make it parva, unless it became fleshig and milchig by accident, by mistake. Okay. So let's say, so Tosis says, let's say you have a fleshig kli and you have, by mistake, it became fleshig, and you want to make it parva. So you want to do hagola. So then Tosis says you need neither shishim, nor do you need that the fleshig kli should be ein ben yomo, because the fleshig blia, the fleshig pot is clean. There's no bien on the surface. So the fleshig blia in the pot is tam rishon. When you do hagola, the fleshig blia will go into the water. That's going to be tam sheni. Then it's nothing to prevent it from going back into the kli. That's going to be tam shlishi. That's going to be not bar not bar not. So not bar not the heter is mutter. And even though Tesis on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, in the bottom Tesis quotes, we'll have to discuss it more. Rashi only had daughters. We don't know that he had any sons. So one of his daughters married the Rivon. The Rivon was the son-in-law of Rashi. I think on, where do we have the Rivon? I think on Makkos, it says Kan Meis Rashi, and then they have the rest of the Pirish on Makkos is from the Rivon. So every so often, Tosus will quote something in the name of the Rivon. So Tosus on that daf in Chul and Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, where the Gemara says, Dog M'sha'olu B'Kaira, I had a Fleshi Kaira, which is cold, and I just fried some fish, which are parava, and I put a burning hot fish on a kaira, on a fleshy kaira. So it's going to have a blia. The fish is going to have a blia from the fleshy kli. So the question is now, can I eat that fish that has a blia from the fleshy kli? Can I eat it with butter, with milk? Can I dip it into kutach? And kutach is chametzdik, and it's milchik too. So do you say that the fish became fleshy because I put it burning hot on top of the fleshy kaira, Now is balei flesh, and now if I'm going to put in kutach, I put in butter and milk, I'll make it basa b'chala. So the Gemara says mutter. It's not banan, so it's mutter. So Tesis quotes the Rivon b'shem Rashi. The son-in-law claims that he heard from his father-in-law that it's only the only kula if dogim shalav b'kaira is only if olu b'kaira, if the fish are burning hot and the plate is cold. What about dogim shen is bashla b'kaira? What if the part of the fish were cooked in the flesh of kaira? So then when you cook burning, they're both hot. The plate is hot and the fish are hot. Then it's going to be a stronger blia than if one is hot, one is cold. Dog mshola b'kai means the kaira is cold and the fish is burning hot. Or the plate is hot and the fish is cold. So that's dog mshola b'kaira. So it's not by not. One blia in the kli, one blia in the meichel. It's not by not. And it's also, the blia is only one of them is hot, one of them is cold. But what if they're both hot? What about dog mshin is bashla b'kaira? So then it's stronger. So then you don't have the kula of not by not. So Tosis thinks that he must have had wax in his ears when he thinks that he heard this from Rashi. It cannot be. They think that it's not true. They don't think that Rashi ever said. So the Mechaber Paskins against that. The Mechaber Paskins, well, the Rivon was an Ashkenazi. And the Sfardim, none of the Sfardim held from this idea that the Rivon quoted in the name of Rashi. Sfardish Gedolim never heard of such a thing. So they say, not only Dogm Shah, all the Bekaira is not by not Dogm Shah is Bashlu. The Kli Shal Basar is also not by not. Not by not. Teteir is only a Tam Kolush, and there's no Is. So Tosis on the bottom of Amunah gives you a whole presentation. How can you prove in the Gemara that the Rivon is right? How do they prove it from the Gemara? Because there's another Gemara there in Chulin on the same daf. Tosis quotes on the second line in the bottom. Tosis Dilma on Lamed Amud Aleph himself. Tosis says the Kama Hasam Nami. The Gemara has another Dinsnon Shachatocha Besakin Shal Basar Abba Fleishig Knife. And sounds like everything is cold. And it's known as a radish, and a radish is a dove harif. So if I cut a dove harif with a sack and shalbasa, also liachla bekutach, the blia, even though it's tzainin, a dove harif gives a blia, even though it's tzainin, also liachla bekutach, he just made the radish fleshig by cutting it with the fleshig knife. And since it's fleshig, so you're not allowed to eat it with milchiks. Sure. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi comments on that Gemara. But it's a question of not by not. No, I have a knife that's fleshig, but there's no flesh on the surface, no schmaltz on the surface of the knife. It's just that there's a blia fleshig. So then you tell me a chiddush that when there's a dove chorif and a duchkid a sakina, let's say I have a fleshig spoon and I put it on top of a radish. I just put it on top of the radish. So you say, you put a fleshig spoon sitting on top of a radish, so there's a blia. A dove harp, there's a blia. So the Rishonim explained, no. A dove harp with the duchkid sakina together. If you have a fleshig knife cutting a radish, or you have a fork and you stick the prongs of the fork into the radish, so if it's a fleshig fork and there's duchkid sakina, the combination of both together, then even though everything is tzainin, tzainin b'tzainin, everything is tzainin, so that's a chiddush, there's a blia b'tzainin. We know there's such a thing as blia b'tzon. We said there's kavish kamevushal and there's maliach kereseach. So dove harif with the duch kiresakina also makes a blia. So Rashi points out, all right, there's a blia. Duch kiresakina with dove harif, there's a blia, but it's not banat. It's not banat ha'tera. There was a fleshig blia in the fork or in the knife. And now the fleshig blia goes from the knife into the tznon, into the radish, into the food. So the first nice and tam rishon was in the knife or the fork, and the second tam sheni is in the oichel and the radish. So that's classical not banat ha'tera. So not banat ha'tera is mutar liachle b'kutach. So why does that over here also liachle b'kutach? So pirish Rashi mishum churfit that's known bola tvei midog rosh chamshol levikare. If you are burning hot fish that you just took off of the frying pan and you put it on a cold kaira. So one is hot, one is cold. So there's a little blia. If it's duchkid a sakina, b'tzirif dove charif. So Tosis quotes Rashi on Chulan on that Gemara, the same dap kuf yiral famim base. It has bola tvei. It's more of a blia. Duchkid a sakina on a dove charif has more of a blia than dog mishal de b'kair. When only the dog mahat and the plate is cold. So since it's a stronger blia, so the kula of not banat ha'etera doesn't apply. So that's why it says you're not allowed to eat that's known with kutach. Then Tosfos makes a kal v'chomer. If duch kiddush hakina with a dov v'charif has a stronger blia, and the kula of not banat ha'etera doesn't apply, kal v'chomer, if you have dogim shenis bashla b'kedera, if you cook the dogim, so you have bishul, you're cooking the food in a pot, there's more of blia there than there is b'tzainan when you have a duch kiddush hakina with a dov v'charif. So if Rashi interprets in the Gemara that the kula of not banat ha'etera doesn't apply by a dov v'charif with duch kiddush hakina, kal v'chomer that it shouldn't apply by a dov v'charif. Kal v'chomer shouldn't apply by dogim shenis bashla b'kedera. So that's what the Rivon said in the name of Rashi. So Tosfos first in Tosfos and Chulin, they don't accept the Rivon. They think that he's wrong. But here they're defending it. They say, according to the first pshat in Rashi, that's known shachatocha b'sakin shalbasa also leochle b'kutach. Why? Because churfed it's known bala tvei medogim roischim. Well, if he said dogim shenis bashla b'gedera, then the Rivon is right. Also leochle b'kutach that they bishul bala yosemidai. It's going to be balea more than a dov v'charif. However, Tosfos says, well, the pirush acher she pirush akuntri sham. But Rashi there in Chulin has another suggestion that the case of tzinon shel chatocha b'saken shel basar doesn't mean that it's a dov v'charif and it's balea more than dogim shel b'kar. No, it's not a case of not banat at all. It's this saken today. We usually succeed in washing off. I assume like that. I see by my wife. She washes off all the forks and the knives and the mamish, there's no bien at all on the surface. You have burning hot water and you use detergents and sometimes you use steel wool. Some people, when they first get married, they don't know. Steel wool, you can't use steel wool on a silver becher. You're going to scratch the steel wool, will scratch the whole silver becher. You can use steel wool on a stainless steel knife, on other things that don't get stretched, but you don't use it on everything. So we use a lot of things by us. We rarely have this. But Rashi in the second shot interprets Lupirish Acher Shapirish Hakuntri Sham. Grunk the Rashi second shot is known also Lafi, because not because Dukkira Sakina Vidavacharif is stronger than Dogm Shalda Bikar Lafi, Shalifamim Ashamnun is Karish Allah Sakin Vena Nikr. Maybe he didn't realize it. Maybe there was Schmaltz Bien on the surface of the knife. They didn't have running faucets like we have today. They didn't have running water, and they had to have a pan of water, and they didn't always have the ability to wash the forks and the knives right away. So a lot of times there'll be shamnunis tuach bien korish ala sakin, and he didn't realize vein and nikar. So then it's that you're not talking about not by not at all. So there's no source in the Gemara. So there's no source in the Gemara that says that there's a bliya with duchke de sakina from the. That the blia will go from the balua in the knife into the, if you cut with a clean knife, it has no shamnunis alponov. So there's no source in the Gemara that even that banat is lachumra. It's because there may be schmaltz on the surface, and the schmaltz will be nivla with the duch kiddusakina, with the davachar, the schmaltz will be nivla. But not that duch kiddusakina can accomplish even to be maflit a tam in a plate into the dov v'charif, if you have no mokker. So if you have the mokker for that, then there's no mokker for the second din of the Rivon. So that's what the Tosfos and Chulin is not happy with that Rivon. They think that he misheard. They don't think that Rashi really said. So in Yoridei, it's a machlokes. And the Mechaber follows the Pesukim all the time over the Sfardish Poskim. So they never hold from. They never held from this whole din that the dogim shen is bashla b'kaira, doesn't have a hetav, not banat. No, it's hetav gomer. The same het of not bana. And the Ramah, because the Ramah always follows the minhogim of Ashkenaz, and in Ashkenaz it did accept this Rivon b'shem Rashi. So that's why he says that l'chatchila v'machmer, that not bana, they bishul, there's no kula of not bana. Not bana datera. It was like they bishul, there's no kula. So that's what Tosfos says. If you're going to kasher a fleshik fork or a fleshik pot and you want to make it part of it, we usually don't do that. So let's say it became fleshik by accident. So then the Darkei Tshuva says, then we're mekel. The only time you have the minig not to switch from fleshik to parva, is if it was always known as a fleshic pot. So then he's going to make it parva, he's going to make a lot of confusion. People are going to have only one set of silverware, and they're going to, every day, they're going to kasha from fleshic to parva, and they use it every other day. You're going to use it for milk and fleshic. Going to get confused. They're going to forget where to hold it. So that's why there was such an old minig. So sometimes that there is no such minig. I think the Aruch HaShulchan is not happy. He thinks that the minig is a mistake. There is no such minig. And Moshe Feinstein thinks that this was a practice in the days of the Gemara. He claims he has a Gemara in Chulin, that that was the practice Bismana Gemara. And he thinks that the Chumra that Acharonim came up with, that what do you mean a Chumra, a minig? It's a real Medina de Gemara. So Moshe thinks the Chumra that Acharonim came up with, that you don't switch from Fleshik to Parava, that's if it became Fleshik accidentally, then it's only a minig. But if it's Kavua, it was always Fleshik, and you want to switch to make it Milchika, to make it Parava, that's Medina de Gemara de Kin. So that the Darkei Tshuva doesn't agree with that. Darkei Tshuva quotes Poskim, that if it just became fleshig by mistake, that someone was cutting with a part of a knife and he didn't realize he's making the knife fleshig. He thought it was a fleshig knife. So if it only became fleshig accidentally, it wasn't always uchzik as fleshig. So then the Darkei Tshuva quotes Poskim that he knew. He doesn't quote it from Svarim. He quotes Poskim that were alive at the time, who said that the Chumra doesn't apply, not like Reb Moshe. It's not the classical style Rav Moshe. Moshe usually is not the lehokal on everything. And he came up with a wild chumrah that even if it only became fleshig by mistake. What? Excuse me for a minute. Hello. So in Shulchan Aruch, this is a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Rambo. I wrote down the simonim here somewhere. Let me see. The Simon Tzadikei. Simon Tzadikei. The Mechaber and the Rambo have the machlokes about not by not the Tera. So the Mechaber says, even al yidei bishul, it's also mutter. And the Rambo says, we're machma like Rashi. Lechatchilu we're machma like Rashi. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
And what we said before, a kli which requires hagalah, but you can't do it on a ben yomo, like the Boy Scout case. Could you do libun on something which requires hagalah if it's on a ben yomo? That will suffice even if it's a ben yomo.
Yeah. Okay. Libun you can do even ben yomo, right. Yeah.
Rebbe.
Yes.
Should we be machmir for Moshe about not kashering fleshik kalim, kalim that became fleshik or milchik by accident?
I don't think so. The Darkei Tshuva is usually machmir on everything under the sun. The Hungarians usually machmir on everything. He was a Hungarian posek, and he's mekel on this. He quotes Marahara, who are mekel on this. It's a big chumrah that Rav Moshe has. I don't know if it has been accepted. I don't think so. Yeah. So the question is, so Tosis raises a question in Chulin. And the Shach quotes this in Yerideya. If the Ramo is Machma, not by not the Hetera, are they Bishol when Machma like the Rivon? So we just said, whenever you do Hagola, there's always a problem. The Hagola will accomplish the whole tray for Bli goes into the water, but there's nothing preventing it from going back in. And it goes back in and makes the Kli trafe again. So there are two solutions to the problem. One solution is either have Shishim in the water. The other solution is don't do the Hagola till the Kli is Eina Binyom. So we're not happy with the calculation of the Shishim. L'chatchilit says you shouldn't do a Hagola unless the Kli is Eina Binyom, because sometimes we'll make a mistake in calculating the Shishim. Fine. But if it's a slight tzorech, if it's not so easy, not always so easy to wait till the Seine Ben Yom, if you have a slight shas atchak, then you make, or you can do the Hagol in the same day. Then the Taisa said, this whole discussion, the whole problem only exists if it's a trefa pat. But if it's a chametz dike pat, koidim is mani surah, or it's a fleshik pat, and you want to kashrit, you want to do a Hagolah, then there's no problem because it's not banat. the fleshy bliya was balua in the pot. It's going to go into the water, and then it's going to go back into the kli. So not banat atera is muta. So there's no problem. But Rashi, but if Tosis is Tosis on the bottom of Amud Aleph is explaining that according to the first comment that Rashi interpreted in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph, on Snon Shachatocha B'Sakon Shal Basa, also Lochla B'Kutach, because a Dabba Charif gives a stronger bliya than Olu when the fish is hot and the plate is cold. So a bliya of Tzduch Gede Sakina together with Dabba Charif is going to be stronger than a plain Dogam Sha'olu. And then when Machmar not by not, so then Tais says there should be a Kalba Chaymer, that if Dogam Shen is Bashla Bigdeirish, for sure you shouldn't be Makel. So wait a minute. So why did Tais say Halacha Lamaisa that when you do Hagola on the Fleshi Kalim, on Milchi Kalim, it's a Terabola, you don't have to have Shishim, you don't have to wait till the Tzaina B'yom. And the Minig is not so. The Minig, the Magen Avram says, Hilchas Pesach, when the Ramah says the Minig is Shalola Hagol, called Shum Kli, when it's a Ben Yomo, not only does it apply to Yisura Bola, because you may not calculate the Shishim correctly, even by Hetera Bola, that you don't have to have Shishim, you don't have to have any Ben Yom, you don't need anything. Still, the Minig is that you wait till the Tzaina B'yom. But if there's a slight difficulty, then you could be Makel. Okay. So the. So the Balei HaTosis themselves ask on what they said. How do we make a statement that if it's a milchik, if it's a hetera bola, a milchik pot or a fleshik pot or a milchik knife, fleshik knife, you can kasher it when it's benyoma. You don't have to worry about shishim. You don't have to worry about any benyoma because it's going to be not banat. But it's not banat al yidei bishul. Not banat al yidei bishul with machma. At least lachatchila with machma. Shad about b'dievet. But lachatchila, Rashi is, the Ramo is machma like the Rivon. B'shem Rashi l'chatchila, so that Balei HaTosis answer, and the Shach quotes all the Balei HaTosis, the Smag and the Smak, all the places where they quote the Tosis, and they say, when are you machma like Rashi, by not barnat, al yidei bishul, only if it's not barnat, but if it's not barnat, barnat, three times, then even al yidei bishul you make. So here, you have a fleshig knife, that's clean, there's no shamnunis on the surface, so the tamrishan is balua in the knife. Then when you do Hagola, the fleshy bliya goes into the water. So the first time was in the kli, the second time is in the meichel. So that's not banat al yidei bishul. So when machmal l'chatchila, that water is fleshy and you shouldn't pour in milk and drink the water with milk. But then you're not going to drink that water. You're going to pour it out. You're talking about the bliya from the, and you don't have shishim in the water. So the bliya is going to go back from the water into the knife and make it fleshy again. That's going to be anat banat banat. So even though everything is like they bishul, not banat, banat, there's more kal than not banat, even like they bishul were mekel. That's the practice. That is the practice. Okay. So again, so where did we leave off on Laman on his base? The Gemara said, you don't distinguish between the Raisas and the Rabban. You don't say that by Stam Yainam, the Gemara calls it Yai Nesach. It's not really Yai Nesach. Yai Nesach is a Nisa Deraisa according to the Rama. Rama counts one who drinks Yai Nesach is Zorvan Nisa Deraisa, and he gets Malkas Deraisa. That's the Rama. Not everybody agrees with the Rama, but that's what the Rama holds. If you eat Tikrubis, so you eat Yai Nesach. Hashachelev Zachem Yachel Yishta Yai Nesicham. So the Rama counts that as a lav. It's a problem. How is that as a lav? It's a description of the Avodah Zarah. The Nochrim worship Avodah Zarah, and they are described as Ashachelu Zvachema Yochelu. The Avodah Zarahs will consume the Chelev that they burn on the altar for the Avodah Zarah. Yishtenei Nesicham, the Avodah Zarah, the deity will drink the, of the Nochrim will drink the Yai Nesach that they're going to pour on the Mizbeach. So that's not talking about Jews eating or drinking the Krubis or the Yai Nesach. It's talking about the Avodah Zarah eating and drinking, consuming the Yai Nesach in the Tekrubis. So that's a problem. The Rambam quotes that pasuk, that's the mocha, that there's a lav deraisa if you eat Tekrubis Avodah Zarah or if you drink Yai Nesach. And some Rishonim disagree. They hold, no, it's also only Midrabbanan. Okay. But so the Gemara says over here, Yai Nesach, it doesn't really mean Yai Nesach. It means Stam Yainam. So the Gemara says, you cannot say that there's room to be makel by Stam Yena because it's only the Rabbanon, but Chomet says, the Raisa, there's room to be Machma. That's not a proper approach because called the Tikkun Rabbanon came, the Raisa Tikkun. All the Din of the Rabbanon should be instituted along the same lines as the Din of the Raisa. You shouldn't be makel. The Gemara says, no, the difference is a different difference. What's the difference? If the whole bliya of the stam yenim in the barrels is only based on kovish kemevushal, it's a bliya b'tzaynin. So then we're mekel, even though the barrels are klicheres and klicheres hagola doesn't help, but obi hagola would help because even milu yiru gima yamim helps. We say kibola kach polta to be kaveh. What form of kashering you need? So since the bliya was aydei kovish. So you can do the kasherization al yedei kovish, but the bli al yedei kovish is chavdal choice. 24 hours is kovish kemivushal, and the kasherization needs 72 hours. Meleviyeh regimel yamim is switching the water after 24 hours plus. So that's what the Gemara says. By the stam yenim case, it's a bli b'tzayin, and so therefore, even though we're talking about klicheres, we say that meleviyeh helps. And if Milivir helps, we follow the tour that Kavachaimer that Hagola helps. Even though Hagola usually doesn't help on the Klicheres, but over here, the whole Bliya was B'tzenis, so Hagola will help. You don't always have 3 days left, let's say, before Pesach. You want to do Milivirui on glasses. And Ashkenazim, I'm Ahmed, to treat glasses as if they're, let's say, the children left over milk in a glass and they left a cookie. They left some chametz in the glass. So the glass has a bli of chametz in it, and there was no shishim and the cookie against the glass. And they want to wash those glasses and to use them for Pesach. So from all year long, there's probably a bli. They left crumbs of bread, they left crumbs of cookies. And so just a crumb sitting in a dry cookie, there's no bli. But if it's kavush, if you have chametz is sitting soaking, let's say you have a becher, which you use on Shabbos with Kiddush and Abdullah, and then you may have some crumbs of chametz in the becher. So if you wash the becher right away, so it never has a bli of kavush, just because you had the crumbs that were cold, that were soaking there for 5-10 minutes, that's not kavush kamevushal. But if you left the crumbs soaking in the kli for more than 24 hours, then the becher that you use on Shabbos and Yontem may be chametzik. So if you want to use the same becher on Pesach, then you have to kasher. But the whole bli was only b'tzaynin. So then you can do but then you have to have a bathtub, or you have to have a bucket that you can leave the becher in. So we say once you allow milivirugimoyam, so you can do hagola also. The becher is silver, so for sure you can do hagola. But even if it'll be a klicheres, earthenware, a mug, and hagola doesn't help. And in this case, we pass on like the Torah, hagola would help. Because if Milavir Gimel Yamim is good, so Kalvachaim, then Hagol is good. So fine. So that's what the Gemara says. By Chomets, we're talking about that the Bliya is Agdei Chamin. So you have a Bliya Agdei Chamin. So then if it's a Klicheris, Mana Dekunya is Klicheris Mitzupa Ba'avar, that has lead on the outside. So we assume that there's going to be a Bliya there. So then, since it's a Cheris, so Eina Yetzim Edei Delphi Liyadim. But if it's a Klicheris, that's Bolea Stam Yenam, and Stam Yenam is only B'tzainen, the Bliya is only B'tzainen. If it's kavish kemevushal, if it's not kavish chavdalat choice, then it's not balea. There's a chumra in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara Avodah Zarah. If it's a barrel that usually the practice usually is that you have wine sit there for more than 24 hours. Yeah, a bottle that you have wine sitting there for more than 24 hours. Let's say Ashkenazim Am Achmed to treat glass, it's if it's klicheres. So usually you fill up a bottle of wine and you leave the wine there for more than 24 hours. So then it's since this container, or this bottle, the container klicheres, or the bottle, the glass bottle, also we're machmet to treat it like klicheres, is usually miyuchet for holding wine for more than 24 hours. So even if you had it less than 24 hours, we're machmet that you have to kasha. That's a chumra that's in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. Klei kelim that are miyuchad. Not a becher is not miyuchad to hold the wine for 24 hours. Miyuchad to hold wine for a couple of minutes. You don't leave wine in there, some sloppy balabustas will not wash the dishes till they won't rinse out the becher till 24 hours later. But that's not normal. That's not regular. But if you have barrels or you have glass bottles that we treat as kli cheres that usually hold wine for 24 hours, even if you put it in less than 24 hours, well, it's a machman that you need hagol. Okay. And you can't do hagol on kli cheres, since the bli was only betzoinen, so you can do mili yir gim yamim. Since mili yir is good, so we say that even hagol is also good. Okay. So we're up to the last few lines. After the Gemara says, no, the difference is, we're not distinguishing between chametz deraisa and stam yenim derabbanan. No, we distinguish between, called the tikkun rabbanan ken deraisa tikkun. The dinim are the same. The dinim are not always the same. The dinim is sofik derabbanan lekula sofik deraisa lechumah. There are differences. But basically, the dinim are the same. That's the mokum sofik. So then the Gemara starts a new topic. Omar Rabba Barabe, Omar Abchia Barashi, Omar Shmuel, quotes the name of Shmuel. Kol Akenim Shenishtam Shemam Chamis B'tzainim. He never used it B'chamin, and there's no Dov Charif. I used to put bread on this plate. Cold, everything is cold. So there's no Blia. There's no Blia B'tzainim, unless you have Duch Kedistakini with a Dov Charif. And Chamitz is not a Dov Charif. So Mishtam Shemam Matzah. Sure, there's no problem. You can use it on Pesach. You can use it even with hot food on Pesach, because there's no bliya from the chametz. Chutz min beisor, if it's a plate where you need dough, and then you bake 98% of the dough, and you leave over 2% for next week. Let's say the balabosta makes challis every Thursday, the kavod Shabbos, and then she leaves over a little, like a bar of butter, a bar of margarine. So she leaves over a bar of the yeast from last week. You can buy it in the store also. You can buy either a packet of yeast that has a tiny particles in it. Those are the microorganisms. Or you can buy a bar of yeast. So the balabasta left over a bar of yeast, and it's sitting on a plate. So that's a strong dovah charif. And there's no duch kedus hakina here. It's only but it's a very strong davar har. So then he says, chutz mi beisor, the kli on which you have the seor sitting there a whole week, because the seor is so strong, we're concerned that there may be a blia even b'tzoinen, even though there's no duch kedus hakina, the beisor alone. Amar avashe, beis chayroises ke beisor shechimutza kosher. What is a beis chayroises? If you have sometimes chametz dik alcohol, alcohol, sometimes chametzdik, sometimes made from kidneys. Not all alcohols are chametzdik. Sometimes it's made from wine. Sometimes alcohol is made from wine. So if it's made from stam yenim, then it's a stam treif. You can't use it all year long. And sometimes it's chametzdik, and sometimes it's only a shayla of kidneys. The alcohol is made from kidneys. So he says, a beis chayroises, if you have chametzdik, alcohol sitting in a container, so that's also kebeisor shechimutza kashadami. That'll be balea even if it's less than 24 hours because it's such a davachar. Okay. Amar Rabba Hani Agone de Machuza. In the city Machuza, they had bowls, containers. Hoyel utadiri lebelosh buchamire. Since it's very all week long in the city Machuza, they would always bake bread every day. They would need dough, and the common practice would be umashu bahu chamira, and they would leave the raw dough in everything is cold. They would leave the raw dough there for a long time. So kebeisor shechemutz and kosher dami, we treat it like a beisor, just like if you would leave the bar of raw dough, the bar of yeast, not the packet of yeast, the bar of yeast. If you leave it, it's chimutz kosher, so it'll make a bliya b'tzaina without duch kedusakina. The same over here, since they bake very often and they leave a lot of times raw dough there, so that's also chimutz kosher. So the Gemara says pshita, what's the chiddush? Ma'ud teima, kevin de revicha, since it's a gigantic kli, shalat bo'avir, there's a lot of air space over there, a lot of fresh air. Well, Bali, maybe it's not Balea. It's not such a tiny kli that the Seor is sitting in. It's a big kli. So Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Rabbah. Okay. So we're Machmer on that. So let's go back again. We left out the Gemara and Oman Aleph. We didn't complete Legamri. We didn't do it. There's an important tesis, Lishinu. Lishinu is an important tesis. Let's see again the Gemara. There was a Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel both agree on one point. The Gemara quoted it earlier, Achav Tesam Beis. They both hold Halacha Kereb Yudah, that Mimimina Lach Balach is B'mashahu. Okay. And here there's a Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, whether you make a gzera mim shein emino or to mim bimino. And the Gemara explains it, it's l'shita sum. There's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, whether you paskan like Rabbi Yudah, the chomet shavar la pesach is an isa deraisa, and even chomtza shal akum, even chomtza shal gavoya, even on kelim, even on bli, on clean, no one violated by you or by matzi still. Chomet shavar la pesach is an isa deraisa, that's Rabbi Yudah shita. So Rab held halachik Rabbi Yudah. The Chomash Allah Pesach is an Isa Derais. And Shmuel holds on Lachai Kereb Shimon. Chomash Allah Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanon because the fellow violated by Yerub by Matzah. So let's say it's Chomitz where nobody violated by Yerub by Matzah. So the Ma'am Chomash Allah Pesach will be Mutta, the Bli and the Kalim. There's no Bal Yeran. So the we paskin like Reb Shimon, we paskin like Shmuel, that there won't be any penalty at all. So the Gemara asks, Rab says that if the Pesach is over, you have to take all the Pesach, all the Chametz Dikei Kelim and throw them out, smash them and throw them out. Why? Because all the Kelim became treif. Why did it become treif? Because the Yisra Chametz is Chala and the Bli and the Kli. Even though nobody violated by Yerub, by Matzah, Bli as Kelim, but still, the Yisra Chametz is Chala and the Kli. So the Chametz is the Yisra Chametz Chala and the Kli. Why can't you use the Kli after Pesach and cook some soup in it? So the chametz the gabli will go into the soup, and you'll have shishim. We assume that usually you don't have shishim in the contents. Let's say I have a soup pot. We assume usually you don't have shishim in the contents of the kli against the thickness of the walls, unless it's a very gigantic pot. A lot of times in factories they have a pot that's the size of this room. Gigantic pots, because they're making for a million people. They're making a soup for many people, so the walls of the pot are thin, and the content, the gigantic pot, sometimes is more than one, sometimes more than 10 feet tall, gigantic pots. So in rare cases, you can't have shishim in the contents, in the soup in the pot, can they get the defne hakli. So the Gemara here is talking about such a case. So the Gemara says, why does Rab say that the chum is the kekelim from all year long, that are klicheris, and you can't do hagola, and it's too hard to do Liban, because Dilma Chaisa like Dilma Paki, he's going to have Rachmanis on his pot. He's not going to use a blowtorch. If you use a blowtorch, a lot of people think that they're being Machman, so they use a blowtorch, the kasha, they're rubbing for Pesach. So they take a blowtorch and they run quickly. For half a second, they put it on. That's not enough. You have to hold it for a while. I remember when I first got married, so we wanted to use the oven in the apartment for a liver. He wanted to use the broiler. So I started to use the blowtorch to kasher it. So the whole metal of the oven started to bend in. If you hold the blowtorch for too long on a spot, the whole thing is going to get ruined. So that's Dilma Chayisale Dilma Paki. That's what the Gemara says. We don't allow. Liban is good on Klicheres. Hagola doesn't help, but Liban is good. That's the Gemara Laman on the base. That's the Gemara Zvachim Daf Tzadik Vav that Taisus quoted. But if it's a Klicheres and it's fragile, and if you're going to really do a real Liban job on it, it may break. So we're afraid Dilma Chayisale Dilma Paki. We don't allow. Unless he fills it up with gumri, unless he fills it up with burning hot coals, unless he takes the Klicheres and he puts it in a self-cleaning oven and he locks the door. So then the Darkei Tshuva quotes, if you lock it in the oven, then there's no Dilma Chayisale Dilma Paki. Okay, it's going to be there for a whole hour, and it's going to get the kosher. It'll become kosher. So here the Gemara says, why does Rab say you have to throw out the kelim? Because Rab holds that mim b'mina b'mashu. So if you're going to cook spaghetti after Pesach in the pot that has a bli of spaghetti from before Pesach, it's going to be mim b'mina is b'mashu. So save it till after Pesach and cook vegetable soup, cook something else, make it b'mishen amina. So it won't be b'mashu. So the Gemara says, no, you make gzeira eina ben yomo, ota ben yomo. Why does he make gzeira? Because he holds a chomet shavar la Pesach is an isa deraisa. If he would have held If Chomish Ala Pesach would have only been the Rabbanan, then it does make sense to make a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira L'Gzeira then. But because Rav L'Shitasa holds like Rav Yudah, the Chomish Ala Pesach is an Issa Deraisa. So therefore the Gemara says that that you make a Gzeira, you don't allow even Mim Shayna Mina, Gzeira Ata Mim Mina. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara poses the question, Amar Abkaderis B'Pesach Yishover, right after the two dots on Lamed Amud Aleph, around 10, 11 lines from the top. Amar Abkaderis B'Pesach Yishover. So the Gemara asks, V'yamai, why does Rav insist you have to throw it out? L'shinu achar ha-Pesach, save the pots till after Pesach. There's no Bal Yiru and Bli Esken. V'levet b'hu shaloi b'minam. Use it b'mishenim minam. Gemara says, Gzeira dil masa l'medet b'hu b'minam. And then Mimina is Bamashu, he holds like Rabbi Yudah Deraisa. And Chomash Avala Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, even though he didn't violate Bal Yiru by Matzah. So that's why you make a Gzeira. So Tosis asks, why is it a new Gzeira? Gzeira Dilma Asir Lemevet Bu Bimina, Mimina Bamashu, Dinim Deraisa, he's a make a Gzeira. What did Gemara just say? That's the old din. That Eim Avatlan Issa Lechatchila. That's a universal din. Eim Avatlan Issa Lechatchila. Yeah, what? Tosis and the first line asks, Tamer Lari Nehi the Svira on the time of the Chametz Bikdera Chashiv Mashahu, that you're going to have Shishim against it. We're talking about a Kli. Usually you assume you don't have Shishim in the contents of the Kli, the soup and the Kli, and egged the thickness of the wall. So here we're talking about a Kli that hardly has any Bli of Chametz in it. Okay. You used to cook soup with a little bit of Chametz in it. And we assume it's only going to be mashahu, so you will have shishim. So Tosa Mikomakom, there's a Mishnah, Eim Avat Anisa Lechatchila. Yeah, where is that Mishnah? Eim Avat Anisa Lechatchila. So that's in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. Tosa tells you to look in Beitza Dav Dalet on the base. So the Gemara there quotes, it's a Mishnah in Trumas. Rashi and Tosa explain. It's a Mishnah in Trumas that says that what's the din? Truma, if let's say you have wine of Trume, falls into wine of Chulin. So Trume may only be eaten by Kohanim. I'm not a Kohen, so I'm not allowed to drink Trume. So let's say by mistake, they mix together wine of Trume with wine of Chulin. So only a Kohen is allowed to drink it when he's Tahar. It has to be eaten Mikdusha with Tahar by Kohanim. A Zar is not allowed to eat it. The Kohen is Tomei is not allowed to eat it either. How much Yayin of Chulin do you have that the Yayin of Trume should be bottled? So that's a din that if it's mim b'minoi, then you need meya. This shows from the Gemara in the end of Nida that it's only midrabbanim. And atar it's botel chad betray, but it's midrabbanim that you need meya. And then the Gemara adds on that truma is only osa b'achila muta b'hano, but oil on klakam is osa b'achila b'hano. So since kafal isur, since it's twice as chomer as truma is only osa b'achila muta b'hano, oil on klakam is osa b'hano. So we double the shear, so that's why by Orla and Klakam you need Masayim. Okay, so Truma you need Meyo. So the Mishnah says, what happens if the Truma wine fell into Chulin wine and you don't have Meyo? Let's say you have 95 units of Chulin wine and 1 unit of Truma wine. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to add on more wine in order to make it bottle. So that's where Rashi and Tosfos say, that's the Mishnah that says, Eim Avat Anisa Lechatchila. It says, even though the Truma fell into 95 units of Chulin, and it's not yet bottled with the Rabbanon, Minatar it is bottled, but with the Rabbanon it's not bottled. So also, you're not allowed to add on another 5 units of Chulin to make it that it should be bottled. So that's the Mishnah. The Avdim Miluim has a Taina. By Truma, there is a din, Mishmeres Trumaisai. That you have to be careful with Truma, that it shouldn't become Tomei, and it shouldn't be Hoylech Le'ibud. Let's say you have a Truma, if you're not going to be careful, Truma is going to spill. Or it's raining outside, I have a barrel of Truma outside, it's raining, and the rain is going to fall into the barrel, it's going to ruin all the Truma. So you have to be careful. Mishmer is Truma, so the Truma shouldn't become Hoylech Le'ibud, and it shouldn't become Nitma. So maybe the Avdim Miluim has a Taina. The Avdim Miluim is by the Ksais HaChayish and on Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. So at the end of the commentary on Eben Ezer, it's like the Ksais is a commentary on is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch Hamines. At the end of the Avnim Elohim, he has a section that's called Shadis Atshuvas. So some of them are essays. They're not really, most of them are just essays, like Shadis Atshuvas Shagas Aryeh. Nobody asked them, when is the Sovs Man Kriyashma? It's an essay. He wrote essays on the Shagas Aryeh has a couple of Atshuvas, but most of the Atshuvas in the Shagas Aryeh are just Mamor. So most of the Shadis Atshuvas at Avnim Elohim is also just Mamor. So he has a whole essay about the din of Eimavat and Nisan Lachatchil. So he says, it's really questionable, how did Rashi and Tosfos prove from that Mishnah in Trumas that Truma fell into 95 units of Chulin, so it's not yet Batal Midirabban Yirid Meya, so also the house of all of Alevatlo, that's the marker for the din, Eimavat and Nisan Lachatchila. How can that prove the Kola Tarakula? Maybe it's only by Truma, because if you're going to be Mevatla Truma, it'll become Ois Truma. It won't be Truma, it'll be Chulin. So that'll be a violation of Mishmeres Trumaisai. So maybe Eimavatan is only by Truma. Who says that it applies to Chazer and to Basa B'chola? Maybe other things that are trait. Maybe it's Muta Levatl. So that's a good question. That's a good taina that David the Meloim has against Rashi and Tosfos, the beginning of Beitza. But there is a din, Eimavatan is Lachatchila. How serious a din is this? Is this a din deraisa, a din derabanan? So in Yerideya, this is quoted. Where is this in Yerideya? Sim and Tzadik Tes. Sif Hei. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Eim Avat Anisa L'Hatchila. So the Shach on that Sif Hei and Sif Katan Zayin in the Shach, he says, we paskin la'alocha like Rov HaRishonim against the Ravid. The Ravid interpreted the Gemara in Perek HaLabos said that the din of the way he read the Gemara, the din of Eim Avat Anisa L'Hatchila is Anisa Deraisa. So the Shach says, we don't accept the opinion of the Ravid. We assume that Eim Avat Anisa L'Hatchila is only Medirabonim. And Atar it's Mutal Avat Anisa L'Hatchila. The Pischi Tshuva there on Simen Tzadik Tes and Yerideya Sifei, Pischi Tshuva Sifkot and Gimel, quotes another Behuda who distinguishes between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. That's a person can't afford to buy kosher food all the time. It's very expensive, much more expensive than non-kosher food. So he'll always go to the grocery store, he'll always go to the store, he'll buy two kosher salamis and one tray for salami. And the salamis have a label on it. This says that it's kosher, that has a label. This is not kosher. So take off the labels, and they're exact same size, and they taste exactly the same. There's no way to tell the difference. So when he buys it, he knows these are two kosher salamis. This is a tray for salami. And it's mimimina yavish biyavish, or it's batel chad betray. So he's going to put the two together in the refrigerator and mix them up, and then tomorrow he'll come. He won't remember which is which. There's going to be mevat lisa lachatchila atarubis of yavish b'yavish mimimina is bat lachad betray. So you're going to tell me that that's only medirabonim. So the Nadi Behuda says, no, if it's a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, that's scandalous. That's avada, that's aim avata nisa lachatchila is a din deraisa. The only time we reject the ravid is when it's a tarubis of lach balach. So tarubis of lach balach. So then we say that Eim Avat and Nisan Lachatchila is only the Rabbanon. So since only the Rabbanon, so therefore we have certain kulas. Yeah. So the Nadi Behuda writes like this on his own. So the later post can point out that we have this, the whole Chelek Aleph Yerideya is patterned after the Rashbo and the Torah Sabayis. He starts over Hilchus Shchitin, Hilchus Melichim, Basav Cholam, Tarubis. Everything in Yerideya Chelek Aleph is based on the Torah Sabayis of the Rashbo. And the Rashba learned by the Ramban, and the Ra'or, Rabbar and Alevi, also learned by the Ramban. So the Ra'or has running comments, asogas. He disagrees every so often. The Ra'or is always very sharp. The Rashba is calm. Rashba quotes the Gemara, quotes Rashi, quotes Tosfos, quotes the Ramban, quotes the Ramban, quotes everybody. He gives you his opinion. The Ra'or is very sharp. He's the only one. No one else is entitled to an opinion. He always has original opinion, the Ra'or. And yeah. So the Ra'or writes this, that the Rashbo in the Torah Sabayis quotes the Ravid, that Eim Avat Anisa L'Chatchila is a din deraisa, and the Rashbo says, we don't accept it. We don't accept that right. We hold Eim Avat Anisa L'Chatchila is only the Rabbanim. So the Ra'or writes this distinction, exactly what the Nadi Behuda said. He writes like that, that by Yavish, that's scandalous. How can they say that that's only an Issa de Rabbanim? That's certainly an Issa deraisa. Lachatchila, emalat an Issa, lachatchila is deraisa. By lach balach, there it makes sense. Yeah, what exactly is the difference? Why should it be a difference? So there is a Gemara in Bchoris on Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara in Bchoris has a discussion. When you have an Issa that's bottled beroiv, you have Tumah is bottled beroiv, and it's no longer Tameh. Tumah is bottled beroiv, Issa is bottled beroiv. So do you say the miut that's bottled beroiv is Kamanda Leisei Dami? Or do you say no, it's really Kamanda Issei Dami, but it's still Mutab. So funny Chakira. Yeah. And then the Gemara has an Afkamina Ledina. So the commentaries say, if you look in the Rambam, there's a problem. The Gemara has a few things that in Bchoris Daf Chav Gimel, Gemara has a few things that depend on this Shaila, whether Bittel Beroiv, whether the Isser is Mutter now, is Kamanda Issei Dami, and it's still Mutter, or it's Kamanda Leisei Dami. The Gemara has a few Nafkaminas. On the Rambam, there are Stiris. The Rambam Paskins, half of the time Kamanda Issei Dami, half of the time Kamanda Leisei Dami, and it's against the Gemara. So in the back of the Gemara, you look in the Vilna Shas, in Bchoris Daf Chav Gimel, back of the Gemara, they have Heoris from Rab Shlomo LeVilna. He was a Dayan in Vilna. There were two brothers. Rabbi Tzal Vilna was the older brother. Rabbi Shlomo LeVilna was the other younger brother. And they were both super geniuses. Unbelievable. Super geniuses. So in the back, the Vilna Shas, Rabbi Shlomo LeVilna was the Magia. He corrected the galleys when they were printing the Vilna Shas. And I always mention this. When I was a student in high school in the yeshiva, there was a Rebbe... There was a Rebbe who taught Gemara in the yeshiva, who was a grandson of Rabbi Shlomo LeVilna, and he said that the family tradition has it that that Rabbi Shlomo LeVilna corrected the galleys of the Vilna Shas Gemara Rashi Tosfos from memory. He didn't check against another Gemara. There were other Gemaras that were printed before. He didn't bother to check against another Gemara. He knew Shas Rashi Tosfos by heart, so he checked the galleys to make sure that everything was correct. So in the back of the, and sometimes Rabbi Shlomo LeVilna will put something in parentheses every so often. You look in the Vilna Shas. We have always the Vilna Shas. Every so often there's going to be something in parentheses and something in brackets. He's crossing something out and he thinks that it should read differently. So in the back of the Gemara, in the Cheshek Shlomo, he'll explain. Why did I put that in parentheses? Why did I put it in brackets? He says he's the one. He writes, he's the one who corrected it. And he gives you the reason why. So in the back of the Gemara Pcheres and the Cheshek Shlomo and Pcheres Daf Chav Gimel, he points out this problem with the Rambam. The Rambam has a stira based on the sugya that a whole bunch of things are interconnected. So the Rambam contradicts himself. So because the Mishnah quotes the Marikurkis. Marikurkis lived a long time ago. It was early Achron, I think, very early Achron, late Rishon, early Achron. But the Sfardim, at a later period of Rishonim, that Kufas HaRishonim, Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father, that he felt that the period of the cutoff point between the Rishonim and Achronim was different by the Sfardim from by the Ashkenazim. By the Sfardim, he thought that Rabbi Yosef Kara was a Rishon and the Ramah was an Achron. They were contemporaries. They corresponded with each other. Rabbi Yosef Kara lived in Tzfat and the Ramah lived in Poland. But he thought that the Ramah was an Achron and Rabbi Yisachar was a Rishon, that it was still, by the Sfardim, it was still considered the Tkufa of the Rishon. So the Marikurkis is around that time. So the Kes Mishnah quotes the Marikurkis on the Rambam, has Hasogas, like the Raibin, has Hasogas on the Rambam. You have Hasogas HaRamach, also on the Rambam, Ramosh HaKoy, and then you have Hasogas of the Marikurkis, printed in a separate Sefer. Now in the new editions of the Rambam, they print the Marikurkis on the side of the page. So the Marikurkis points out this problem. There's a stir in the Rambam. It's against the Sugyim Chorez Daf Chav Gimel. So the Marikurkis suggests maybe the Rambam understood Lefi Maskanas HaGemara that the Gemara is distinguishing in this Shaila, in this Chakira. When you have an Issa, it's bottled Beroiv, whether you say Kamanda Issa Dami, Kamanda Leisa Dami, and Afkamina for Chayzav Inir. So maybe the Rambam understood the Maskana that we distinguish between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach Balach. By Lach Balach, where the thing is mamish blends in, so that's Kamanda Leisei Dami. But if it's Yavish B'Yavish, how can you say Kamanda Leisei Dami? So that in Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, it's Kamanda Issei Dami, and we say it's Bottle Beroiv, it's Mutter. But if it's a Tarubis of Lach Balach, then you say Kamanda Leisei Dami. And then he says, and then Rav Shlomo Liv on the right, and that explains also why there are more paskins in Hilchas Pesach. What's the din if you have a taruvus of chametz koidem haPesach? So on Erev Pesach, we paskin, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're not allowed to eat chametz. But chametz is not b'mashu. On Erev Pesach, it's a chametz only b'mashu on Pesach. On Erev Pesach, after Hatzais, chametz is bottled b'shishim. The chumrav, mashu, is only if it's taruvus occurs on Pesach. So what if the chametz was in this battle, koidem haPesach, and then it comes Pesach, you have shishim, and then it comes Pesach. They say chozer in the year, and they say chametz, but Pesach is b'mashu. Or they say no, since it's ready in this battle, koidem haPesach, so it's battle, so it's mutter even on Pesach. So the Ramah says halacha lemaisa and hilchas Pesach that we distinguish between yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach. By lach b'lach, we say that it's not chozer in the year. Since it's ready in this battle, koidem haPesach, let's say there was shishim before Pesach, or on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, shishim is enough. So since it's bottle on Erev Pesach, so you don't say chayzav in here. So you can eat it even on Pesach. But if it's yavish b'yavish, let's say I have a couple of matzahs, I have Pesach dika matzah, the chametz dika matzah, they look exactly the same. They taste exactly the same. The difference is that these are chametz and these are matzah. A lot of the matzah from all year long are matzah. They're not chametz. And strictly speaking, they are kosher to Pesach. Even though it says in the package, this may not be used on Pesach, but a lot of them are really kosher to Pesach. But because they're not careful, so it says you shouldn't be used on Pesach. Okay. So let's say you have a taruvus of Pesach digan matzah, chametz digan matzah. So you look and they taste exactly the same. And it was bottle chad betray. I had twice as many Pesach digan matzahs, had more Pesach digan matzahs than chametz digan matzahs. So on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're allowed to eat it. Can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, okay, but let's say you're gonna cook it. So on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, it's not b'mashu, but when it comes Leil Pesach, chametz is b'mashu, so then since it's a yavish b'yavish, then you say chozer v'nir, because that's the difference. The Rambam, the Mari Kurkis, quoted by the Kesem Mishnah and the Rambam, Mari Kurkis suggests that the Rambam on the Sud Lefi Maskanas HaGemara, at the end of the Sugya Deim B'chores Dav Chav Gimel, that we distinguish between yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach. So the Pashto says that that's probably explanation for this Nadi Bihuda and this Ra'or in the Berak HaBayis and the Torah HaBayis, that by Yovish B'Yovish, Eim Avatan Yisrael Chathchila is a din deraisa. You're not allowed to save money every week. I'll buy two kosher salamis and one trefa salami. Remove all the labels, remove the wrapping, the plastic wrapping, and then I'll mix them up and I don't remember which is which. Then I can eat all three salamis, all three are kosher. That's a din deraisa, eim avat anisa lechatchila. But if it's lach belach, then it's only a din derabbanan.
We have a meeting at 3 with
Berman.
We just sent an email.
But that's when I learn. So send Yisrael an email that I have to learn. Okay. So it could be that this is the explanation. By lach balach, that the nature of the bitlis commander lesi dami attack, it gets dissolved over there. It gets dissolved, it gets blended in. So then you say that it's commander lesi dami. So that's the whole the name about the dislachatchil. It's only midrabbanan. But by yavish biyavish, where it is commander isi dami, the thing is still intact. So that's aim about the dislachatchil. It would be an isa deraisa. The isa is there, but you have a dreidel why it's mutter. But it's command isay dami, so then it would be awesome. Let's say that there's a din of pikuach nefesh is doicha kola Torah kula. So it's a muta lachatchila to put yourself in a situation. Let's say if I walk in a certain neighborhood, it's so dangerous. I have to have a gun to protect myself. So am I allowed to walk there on Shabbos? I'm going to walk in a neighborhood where it's dangerous, and I'm going to have to carry. So if I am in a neighborhood where it's dangerous. I live in Eretz Yisrael where there are a lot of Arabs. So you're allowed to go on Shabbos with a rifle in order to protect yourself. When the soldiers go to Kosel HaMaravi, when the soldiers go to Kever Rochel, the soldiers go to Kever Rochel from the yeshiva in Kiryat Arba. So they always go with their rifles. So that's, yeah. They have no choice. You have no choice. You're allowed to, it's Bikuach Nefesh. But the question is, who tells me I go there? What? Is it muta lahachna satzma, the matzav shel sakonis nefoshes? Am I permitted to put myself in a situation where I'm creating a matzav of suffix sakona in order to be matami? So that's the Balamor. Masechel Shabbos says it's also lahachnas atzmo, lematzav shel sakonis nefashis. Why? Because pikuach nefesh derech kol haTorah kula is like commanding isay dami. Your mom is being mechallel Shabbos. He's doing an iser. But b'makom pikuach nefesh is mutas. And whenever the iser that you're going to be violating is going to be a commanding isay dami, it's not like a taruvus of lach balach that the iser is blended in and it just dissolves and it's not bien. Here, pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos, but lemaisa is being mechallel Shabbos. So whatever the nature of the heter is, the iser is command the isay, but it's still there's a heter. So that's a din. You're not allowed to do that. Lachatchila, aim about an iser lachatchila. That could be like the Nadi Behuda said, like the Ra'ah said. That'll be a din der isa. Aim about an iser lachatchila. Yeah. So let's see again this Tosa. So what does the Gemara say? Rab is of the opinion that min b'mini b'mashu, din der isa like Rabbi Yehuda. Rab is of the opinion halachic Rabbi Yehuda, the other Rabbi Yehuda, that chomet shavah la pesach is an isa deraisa, so even if you didn't violate by Rabbi Matzah. So when you have a chomet dikikalim in your possession, you have chomet dikikalim on Pesach, chomet dikikalim on Pesach, all over the world, all the chomet dikikalim become treif. So if you'll cook min b'mina after Pesach, so that'll be min b'mina will be b'mashu, that'll be a din deraisa, min b'mina b'mashu. We don't pass like Rab because we hold it's Ein ben yom is less than tam levgam. So Rashi throws in over here. Rashi throws in. Rav holds that the less than tam levgam is also us. So we're not going to pass like this anyway, because we hold less than tam levgam is mutta. Okay. But Rav holds less than gam is also. So the Gemara asks, so you won't cook mimimina. Let's say the pot became chametz dik before Pesach, because he used to sometimes cook a little spaghetti there. And now you want to cook spaghetti, so it's going to be min b'mina, spaghetti and spaghetti, min b'mina b'mashu. So don't cook spaghetti after Pesach. Use it only for soup, for vegetable soup, for chicken soup. It'll be min b'shena mina, so min b'shena mina is bottle b'shishim. So usually we assume in Yeridah you don't have shishim in the contents of the soup in the pot, can egg at the thickness of the wall. So Tosfos says here, apparently we're talking about a case. Need this sphere, I'm talking that there's only a mashu of chametz in the pot, so you know for sure you're going to have shishim. So you know you're going to have shishim, but that's a din aim about the nisa lechatchila. That's what Tosfos asks. So strictly speaking, is this really a violation? Aim about the nisa lechatchila. Aim about the nisa lechatchila says in Yeridah is only if kabanasa levatel. He wants to save money. We gave an example before. He can't afford to buy every week. He needs three salamis for the whole week. So he's going to buy two kosher salamis and one tray for salami, exact same size, everything exactly the same. He's going to take off all the labels and the wrapping, and then he's going to mix them up, and he doesn't remember which is which. So that's aim about the nisa l'chatchila. That's aim about the nisa l'chatchila, because he's going to be marviach over here. Now he has three salamis that are all kosher. Before he only had two. And the third salami was treif, of course, half the price, less than half the price. So he's saving money. So that's a din aim about the nisa l'chatchila. Or let's say I'm going to mix in a treif ingredient in kosher food in order that it should be preservative or something. So I have a reason why I'm mixing it in. I'm going to be marbiach something by it. So that's a din aim about the nisa l'chatchila. You're not allowed to do that. But over here, he doesn't gain anything when he's going to cook the vegetable soup in a treifa pot, and the treifa pot has a bli of chametz from 2 weeks before Pesach. He's not going to be marviach anything. The vegetable soup is not going to taste better. In fact, we assume it's going to be the bli of zeina ben yom. It's going to be levgam. It'll be poikim and mixas. It'll still taste delicious, but it would have been more delicious if it wouldn't have been the bli of zeina ben yom. So he's not being marviach anything. Strictly speaking, it really shouldn't be a violation. If you have a treifa kli and you cook in the same day kosher food in a treifa kli, that's not really aim about the nisa l'chatchila. Ain't kavanasa levatel. He's not gaining anything. Let's say there's a tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. Not by the author of the Pnei Yeshua, it's by the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, I think. So the tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. So the poskim all quote this tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. Let's say I have a dog in the house. And for the dog, I don't have to give him glatt kosher food. So I buy a treif and nevela meat. Nevela meat is muta treif and nevela. It's muta bano. Makelab tashlichanos. It says in the Chumash, you can feed it to the dog. It's muta bano. So let's say I buy some treif and meat. that's also bachila and mutabano, and I put it in the bowl that the dog should eat. And then we're eating fleshiks for dinner or for Shabbos, whatever, and then we have leftover. Everybody leaves over, they had too much. So what do? Why should I throw out the leftover flesh? I throw it in the same bowl where the dog has the nevela meat. So let's say I threw in more kosher meat than there was nevela meat. So is that a violation? So the Pnei Yeshua has a tshuva. That's not, you're not gaining anything. Even if it would have been trey for nevela, it's also mutter to feed it to the dogs. You're not gaining anything. The only time you say, if he's being mevatlet, the Toivasa, he's going to benefit from the bit, but he's not going to benefit anything. So there's no violation of aim about the nisim lachatchila. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik said over from his father, a big chiddush, the Pashta says that it's not correct, but he said a big chiddush. The Gemara has a din, aim about the nisim lachatchila, and if you violated it, so even the Yevid, you're not allowed to eat it. So we usually assume that that's a penalty. They canceled you. And then the Gemara has a whole discussion in the middle of Perek HaNezok, and the Gemara has Mishnah, Hametame v'hametame v'hametaseh. If it made a hezek shein a niker to someone else's property, so the Mishnah says Hametame v'hametame v'hametaseh b'meizet chay b'shegeg poter. Why? So the Gemara says because hezek shein a niker menator lav shmei hezek, you're not chayv to pay. It's only a penalty with the Rabbanan that he did such a scandalous thing. Hametame v'hametame v'hametaseh mafsed the other person. And lo konsum shog got the mezid. So only if he did it the mezid, then we penalize him. And if he did it the shogig, we don't penalize him. So the Gemara goes into a whole long discussion, which cases do you say aim about the nisal hatchila, and when do you say, which cases do you say konsum shog got the mezid, which cases do you say lo konsum shog got the mezid? The Gemara talks about a person planted a tree in Shemitah year. So he penalized me, has to chop off the tree. But if he didn't realize that there's such an Issa, he thought next year is Shemitah. It's the day after Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. He thought next year is Shemitah. He didn't realize that this year is the Shemitah. We show you, let's say you're not allowed to do malachas on Chol HaMoed. Fellow went ahead and he did a malach. He planted things on Chol HaMoed. So he didn't realize that it's also. So you penalize him, even B'shoigeg, or do you only penalize him in Mezid? Or let's say a woman wasn't allowed, Moberes Chaver, Menekes Chaver, she got married. So you penalize her, she has to get divorced. She's going to get divorced, but she married a kohen. So she's going to get divorced and then wait till after she finishes the pregnancy and after she finishes nursing the baby, then she's going to remarry the fellow. But she's married to a kohen and you make her, you penalize her, she has to get divorced. She gets divorced and she can't remarry her husband. So do you penalize her even be shogeg or only be mezid? The Gemara has case after case after case, 10 different cases where they discuss whether konsum shog got the mezid or not. That's also a discussion, Tosfos in the Ramban, where the Garmi, Odom HaMazik al Yidei Garmi. So the Ramban holds Dainin and Dinid Garmi, Odom HaMazik al Yidei Garmi is a din deraisa. It's called Dinid de Garmi. It's not called Knosid de Garmi. And Tosfos in a few places says it's not correct. That Garmi is only a penalty with the Rabbanon, and lo konsum shog got the mezid. Garmi is only chay b'mezid. If he mazik al yedei Garmi b'shogeg, then there's no penalty. He doesn't have to pay. That's Tosfos on the first daf in Bava Basra, the Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos, you have to go so far. Tosfos, the first daf in Bava Basra has that. Garmi b'shogeg is potter. And the Ramban disagrees. Ramban has the long kuntras din of Garmi at the end of the Chiddush Ramban on Bava Basra. And he disagrees with Tosfos. Garmi is derais and yechayv even b'shogeg. So the Gemara in the middle of Perek HaNezakim, when they have all these 10 cases of whether konsum shog got to mezid, all the various cases, so they bring up this issue also. There's a din aim about the nisa lachatchila. And what if the fellow went ahead and he violated that din? So if he violated it knowing that it's improper, then we penalize him. We tell him he's not allowed to benefit from that. But if he violated it b'shogeg, then we say it's mutter. It's mutter for him to eat it. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a suggestion. It's difficult to fit it into the Gemara. He had a suggestion. Maybe it's not a penalty at all. Maybe it's not a knas. If you, the only time you violate Eim Avat Anis L'chatchila is if you benefit from it. If I'm feeding it to the dog, the Pnei Yeshua said, then there's no Isser. I have the tray for meat and the bowl. The dog is eating it. Then I have leftover kosher meat from all the children. The whole family ate. And there's more kosher meat than there is treif and avela meat. I throw all the kosher meat in the bowl, and now I can't identify which is which. It all looks exactly the same. You can't tell the difference between which is the ksher and which is the nevel and which is the treif. Everything looks the same. So the Teshuvah says, you're not in violation of Eim Abad Panisa L'chatchila. He's not benefiting anything. He's not gaining, he's not benefiting at all from the Taruv. The only time you say there's a Nisa Eim Abatlan is he's going to gain by it. So if a person is going to cook kosher food in a treif pot, and the treif is going to be bottled b'shishim, he's going to say Eim Abad Panisa L'chatchila. But he's not gaining anything by that. What, he has more food? The soup is the same amount of soup. A little bit of blia comes from the walls of the pot into the soup. He's not gonna gain anything by that. So why should that be, strictly speaking, why should that be a din of aim about the nisal hatchila? It's questionable why Tosis raises that terminology. Isn't there a din aim about the nisal hatchila? That's what Tosis is. Isn't there a din? Then they should have just said, there's a din. You're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treifa pot, even if it'll be kosher, because the Gemara says, gzera ena b'yomo ota b'yomo. That's a gzera de rabbanon. You're not allowed to, the Gemara says, the psukim in the end of Chumash Bamidbar that say, by Melchemes Midyan, they had to kosher the pots and the pans. Only applies when the kelim are still b'nei yomim. Well, once the kelim are ena b'yomim, then it's gawi paskin. That's going to be nice and tam levgam, and then menatar you're allowed to cook in the treifa pot. But if the pot is still ben yomo, so then you're not allowed to cook because the kosher food will become treif. If you're going to have shishim in the kosher food, al pi pashtas, it should be muta. But they made exera the rabbanon, you're not even allowed to cook in the klisha in a ben yomo, or to ben yomo. So the same exera applies, you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a pot. Even though you're going to have shishim in the soup, keneged the pot, exera, because sometimes you won't have shishim. So that should be part of the Gzera de Rabbanu. It should be part of the Gzera de Rabbanu. Gzera ena ben yama, ota ben yama. It shouldn't be part of the Gzera of Eim Abad Panisa L'chatchila. He's not gaining anything by cooking the kosher food in the treifa pot when it's still a ben yama. He's not gaining anything. What, the soup that he cooks is going to taste better because it has a blia from the treifas in the wall. It's not going to taste better. It's not going to have extra. Half a mashu more. He's not gonna get anything extra. So it's a little strange why Tosis calls it Eim Abad Panisa L'chatchila. Then Tosis has on the second line an interesting Lapili Yisur de Rabbanan Eim Abad Lan. Not only is there the name of Abad Panisa L'chatchila by Nisa de Raisa, even by Nisa de Rabban, because one could have said like this, Eim Abad Panisa L'chatchila means you shouldn't rely on your calculation that the Yisur is bottled b'shishin, because you may make a mistake. It may be that you don't have shishim, and you're going to think that you have shishim. You have to know how to figure out whether you have shishim or not. Not always so easy. Sometimes not so easy to figure out if you have shishim. So you can say that's a gzera de rabbanon that only applies if the worst that can happen is an isa de raisa. But if the whole isa is only an isa de rabbanon, maybe you have the right to make a gzera le gzera. So maybe I should say by an isa de rabbanon, you can't make a gzera. Eina ben yomo, ota ben yomo. Even if you cook in the treifa pot de rabbanon, even if you cook when it's a ben yomo, it's only an isa de rabbanon. So maybe whenever the treifa pot is isa de rabbanon, treif because of an isa de rabbanon, maybe then there's no gzera eina ben yomo, ota ben yomo. So that's the Shach writes explicitly not so. When the Yeridea says that you're not allowed to cook in a klisha eina ben yomo, gzera eina ben yomo, ota ben yomo, that's the last daf in Avodah Zarah. The last Amun Aleph from Maseches Avodah Zarah. So the Shach writes, even if the pot is only treif mid rabbanon, still is gzera ena ben yama ata ben yama. Ay, it's gzera le gzera. So the Shach tells it doesn't matter. The Nadi Behuda has a whole tshuva. He questions whether the Shach is right. He thinks he has a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says not so. That by, if the whole treifus of the pot is only the rabbanon, maybe you don't make a gzera ena ben yama ata ben yama. But the common practice is we follow the Shach. Gzera ena ben yomo ata ben yomo applies. They have the Farish Arayas against the Nadi Yehuda. The Darkei Tshuva quotes a lot. Pischei Tshuva, the Darkei Tshuva, they quote a lot over there that we don't accept that Nadi Yehuda, but we do accept that, let's say, if something is only asam itam minik, let's say kidneys, you're not allowed to eat kidneys. So I remember once on Chol HaMoed Pesach, someone called me up frantically, someone from Tinek. He says he went to work on Chol HaMoed, and he came home from the office, and his wife tells him, a surprise, she made corn on the cob for supper. So he says, corn on the cob on Pesach is kidneys, it made tray for all the pots. So he's ready to divorce his wife, because she cooked by mistake, she cooked corn on the cob. So he calls me on the phone. What should he do? So I said, there's no bayurah bay matzah on kidneys. Put away the corn on the cob in the refrigerator and you'll eat it after Pesach. And for the pot that has a beli of kidneys, so there's a shach in Simen Kuf Yutes in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya. The shach says, he quotes a Maralbach, Rab Levi Mechabiv. He lived in Yerushalayim. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. So the Maralbach writes in the Tshuva, the only time there's a gzera in a benyoma, the benyoma is if the pot is really trey from an isa de rabbi, the rice or an isa de rabbanon. But you only cook the minig, kidneys is only a minig. You only cook the minig, then you wait till it's in a benyoma, and then you can use it lachatchila. So I said, wait 24 hours, wait till tomorrow evening, wait 24 hours, then your wife can use the Pesach Dikah pot to cook food for Chalamay Pesach and for the last days on the Pesach. And save the corn on the cob for after Yontem. You don't have to get so, tell you what, to make something else for supper tonight. You can't eat the corn on the cob tonight. But there's no bal yiroh on the kidneys. But we say that the gzeira ein ben yama ata ben yama applies both to an isa deraisa and to an isa derabon. So Tosfos says that the din of Eim about the nisa, there would have been room to argue the point. Maybe Eim about the nisa lechatchila is only the Rabbanon. Maybe it's a gzeira, Eim Avatlin, the way the Shach said, against the Ravid. We don't pass like the Ravid. Eim Avatlin is the rice. We hold it's only the rice said by Yavish B'Yavish. But by Lach B'Lach, we hold that Eim Avatlin is only the Rabbanon. But so one could explain it's a gzeira the Rabbanon. He may make a mistake in his calculation. We don't allow you to rely on Bitl B'Shishim because not everybody is so sharp to figure out whether you have Shishim. So maybe it's a gzera de rabbanon. So if the whole treifus is only an isa de rabbanon, so maybe then eim avat an isa l'chatchila shouldn't apply. It's only an isa de rabbanon. So if I make a gzera, I shouldn't be mevatled because I may miscalculate. So the worst that'll happen is I'll be violating a din de rabbanon. So that's a gzera l'gzera. So there would have been room to argue the point and say eim avat an isa l'chatchila is only a din de rabbanon. It only applies when you're dealing with an Issa deraisa. So you make a gzera, you may miscalculate the shishim. But if the old Issa to begin with is only the Rabbanon, maybe there's no din of Eim Avatlin. So Tosfos says, wrong. Eim Avatlin Issa Hatchil applies even to a din de Rabbanon. Just like gzera, Eina ben yama, ata ben yama, the Shach writes. And even though Nadi Behuda wanted to disagree, all Achranim say they're beferish gemaris. They indicate like the Shach, that gzera, Eina ben yama, ata ben yama, even applies to an Issa de Rabbanon. So Tosfos says that even on an Issa de Rabbanon, also on the second line of the Afili Issa de Rabbanon, also Eim Avatlan, because called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there, I said Tikkun. They applied it there too. I did a Beferish Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says Eitz M'Shenosher Min Hadeka Letoch Tanur. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook food. So how did they cook food? They didn't have a gas range. They had logs in an oven in a furnace. So they would. You're not allowed to strike a match on Yom Tov. Mor L'Resh Mechodesh. On Yom Tov is a Mishnah and Beitza that you're not allowed to. We assume that it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. The Taz comes up with a Chiddush that we don't accept. Taz says that to strike a match on Yom Tov is an Issa de Rabbanon. Mor L'Resh Mechodesh is the Rabbanon. We don't accept that. We assume it's only the Rabbanon. So let's say if I forgot to turn on the lights before Yom Tov, I can call in the Goy. My next door neighbor is a Goy. I can ask him to please come in and turn on the lights. That's a Shvuz Zeshuz B'Makam Mitzvah. If I would turn on the lights myself, Menatar would be mutter. It's only Moilad Esh Mechadish is an Issa de Rabbanon. To ask a Goy is only the Rabbanon. So Amir Eliyakim, on the Rabbanon, is mutter B'Makam Mitzvah. Rather than sit in the dark, I want to sit so on Shabbos, turning on the lights is an Issa de Raisa. So we wouldn't permit Amir Eliyakim to turn on the lights. But a Yom Tov that Moilad Esh Mechadish we assume is only the Rabbanon. So Amir Eliyakim, on Moilad Esh is a Shvuz de Shvuz B'Makam Mitzvah. Right. So let's say in the days of the Gemara, so you want to cook some food. So you have an oven and you have logs and you have to have a fire somewhere. So you have, let's say they have a fire somewhere. They have a little yahrzeit candle that's going to burn for 24 hours. So they have a fire. I'm going to take a log and put it next to the yahrzeit candle. The log is not going to catch fire. So I have to take a newspaper. I have to take paper and have it catch fire. And then I put the paper in the furnace, in the oven, and then I put the paper that's on fire is also not enough. So you have to put wooden chips in. And then when it's a bigger fire, then you put the logs in. Fine. There's a shayla that the lags are mukze. The lags are mukze. Shabbos and Yontif, there's a din of mukze. So you can't handle the lags. What is Eitzim Avon of the offer is mukze. What is mukze? What's not mukze? So the Gemara says, Masech Shabbos, there are four things that are mekabel tumah, four categories of things. Adam, Mikael, Machel, Mamashkim. Those are useful. Those have significance. So they're whatever is mekabel tumah has significance. So they never made the gzera mukze on that. But whatever is not Adam, Mikael, Machel, Mamashkim, so they made a din of mukze. So Eitzim Avon of the offer is mukze machmas gufa, because it's not one of the four. It's not Adam, Mikael, Machel, Mamashkim. So lags are basically mukta. So how can you, even though on Yontif you're permitted to burn lags in order to cook some food, it's a heter echal nefesh, but the lags are mukta, Eitzim Avon of the offer is mukta. So the din is you have to prepare the lags in advance. What does it help you prepare it? You're mazmin it in advance, but it's still mukta. So the answer is anachanami, the Ramban and the Mohammed explains, there's a Mohammed in Masech Shabbos, Ramban explains, even if something is mukta, but you mazmin it to be mishtamesh, so it remains mukta. There are two different kinds. Sometimes you take something that's mukta, you mazmin it, becomes ois mukta. Let's say I have a coin, I have a penny, and money is mukta. The Gemara says, money is mukta. So what if I have a loafer and I put the penny in the front? That's the shtick, penny loafers. So you put the penny in. So you put the penny inside the shoe, inside the loafers, and it makes it look fancy. So that it becomes ois mukta, it's no longer called a matbeah, it's part of the shoe. Or let's say you have evin shebikirvia, that's the mission shebikirvia, is a bucket. So you want to draw water, so you have a pulley system, you lower the bucket into the well and you draw the water. In the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have running water, so they had to draw water from the well. But the bucket is a wooden bucket, so it's going to float on top of the water. So how am I going to get the bucket to go below the surface of the water? So they would take a heavy stone, evin shebikirvia. The kirvia is the wooden bucket that floats, and the evin would be tied onto it. So if you tie on an evin, then it's going to weigh it down, so it's going to go below the surface of the water. Then they'll be able to fill it up with water and pull it up. So the evin is Eitz Mavon of Yofa. Evin is mukta. But if I tie it onto the bucket, it blends in, it becomes part of the bucket. So that's one way. If you're making the penny in advance, and it becomes part of the loafer, part of the shoe, or you take a stone and you tie it onto the bucket, so it blends into the part of the bucket, so it becomes ois mukta, it's part of the kli. But then if you have logs that you plan to use in the furnace in order to cook food, the logs remain eitzim. It doesn't change into something else. It's still, let's say you're going to have a bris on Shabbos and Yontif, so the meaning is based on the Zohar, on the Pesuk in Parshas Balak, Mimono Afar Yaakov. So the Zohar says the meaning is that Yematmin the Or HaOrla be'Ofer. This is way before they found the Zohar. The Zohar was discovered during the lifetime of the Ramban, I think. The earlier Rishonim didn't have it, but this already from the days of the Gaonim, they had this old tradition. Based on that pasuk, Mimon Afar Yankiv, that when you do a Bismili, you cut off the Or HaOrla, so Yematmin it in Ofer. So if you're going to have a bris on Shabbos and Yontov, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Mila and Yeredeh Chele Gimel, as well as in Hilchas Shabbos, Mila B'Shabbos, that if you mazmin the offer in advance, then you're allowed to handle it and put the Or HaOrla into the offer. But the offer remains offer. The offer is still offer. Mimon Afa Yankev, it's called offer. The answer is Anachanami. Or let's say you're going to shecht some chickens on Yontov and you have to do Kisi Adam. When you shecht Chaya V'Yof, you need Kisi Adam. So you're going to be mazmen offer in advance to do v'chisehu be'offer, to do kisei adam. But the offer remains offer. The answer is, yeah, it remains offer. So if you're mazmen a mukze for hishtamshus on Shabbos or Yontif, to be matmen the or ha'orlo, or to use the logs on Yontif to make a fire to cook the food, it remains mukze, but it has a heta tiltel for that purpose or for equally important purposes or for more important purposes. But if you want to use now the offer, or the stone, or something less important, so then it remains mukta. It'll still have the din of mukta on it. So the Gemara there has a case in Beit Zadaf Dalid. The fella has an oven, and he has logs in the oven, and he wants to cook some food. And all of a sudden, his oven is somehow outside, and a few branches from the tree fell off on Yontif. The branches on the tree, he was never mazmin min bod yom. He didn't prepare those in advance. So Eitzim Amarim Yofer, Eitzim Shanashim and Adekal Biyantav Amukzim. So it fell into the oven now. So now he can't move around. He can't move around. Mukzah is also betiltel. You're not allowed to move the logs that fell down. You can't identify which logs were there from before. All the logs look the same, all branches from the tree. So he doesn't know which logs were there that he was mazman in advance and which logs fell down from the tree. It's a funny case that the tree is right on top of the oven. Eitzim Shanashim and Adekal Biyantav Otoch HaTanur. So he can't poke, and in order to have the food cook, he has to poke around. He has to poke around in the logs to make the fire bigger over there on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. At the Rechon Nefesh. So the Eitzim Shanashim and Adekal Amukt, so you're not allowed to move them. But now he's going to have the Hepsid. He had Eitzim Shal Heter, that he was Mazmin in advance. Now he can't. Now he's going to use the Eitzim Shal Heter. So there the Gemara says, Akula, Marbola Beitzim Umevatlam. Let's say he knows he had three logs muzman mibod yom, and five logs of muktzah fell in. So now he's going to lose the use of the three logs of erev yontiv because they're on fire. They're going to burn up. He can't extinguish the fire on yontiv. They're going to be burnt into ashes, and he can't use anything. So in that case, we allow him to throw in another couple of logs to be mevatel the five logs of muktzah that fell in. And now I know I had three logs before. Let me take another three logs, so it'll be 6 to 5. So there are five logs of muktzah and 6 logs, 3 logs from Erev Yontiv, and 3 logs now on Yontiv. So it's 6 to 5, so it's a bottle berot. You don't need chad betray twice as much. You need it if it's 6 to 5, so there's more heter than there is isa. So the Gemara says, that even though there's usually a din aim about an isa lechatchila, and even if it fell in, but it's not enough to be mevatel it, 5 logs of muktzah fell in, and there were 3 logs of heter there. So even in that case, it's aim about an isa lechatchila. So the Gemara says, aim about an isa. Mar says, since the whole din of muktzah is only the rabbanan, so the din of eimavat and isla chatchila doesn't apply. So that contradicts Tosis. Tosis says eimavat and even apply. We don't understand why Tosis says eimavatlan, because he's not marviach from the bitl over here. If he's going to cook in a tray for pot, he's not gaining anything. They should not have quoted the prohibition of eimavat and isla chatchila the way we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. Whenever you're not marviach, you're not in violation of eimavat. They should have really quoted the other din. You're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treif apart, even if the nature of the situation is such, not going to make treif, because the treif apart is already ena ben yoma, it's going to be nice in tam lagam. It's exeirena ben yoma, ata ben yoma. So that, they should have quoted that. You shouldn't be allowed to cook mimishena minai in a treif apart after Pesach, knowing that you have shishim against the yisa, that is only mashu, because you may not calculate properly. Because you may mistakenly do the same in a case and you won't have shishim. You'll have less than shishim. So you should have said that. Okay, that's a problem. Why did they quote the Eimavatlan? Should have quoted. But once they quote the Eimavatlan, so they say Eimavatlan even applies to an Issa de Rabbanan. Aye, but the Gemara says Mukta is only the Rabbanan. They says no. Hasem Issa Mukta ain't L'Shorish Menator. I'll admit this L'Shorish Menator Eloi. By a real Issa de Rabbanan that has a Shorish Menatorah, Basa, let's say chicken and milk. It's Basa B'chalav the Abonim. Basa B'chalav is a din on the books and the Chumash. So that has a Shorish. But Mukta is Ein L'Shorish Menater. So Tosis limited it. So the Shach writes there in that Simen, Tzadik Tes. The Mechaber writes, Simen Tzadik Tes, Siv Vav. Siv Hei has the din name about the Nisim L'Hatchila. Then Siv Vav, the Mechaber writes, but if it's only Nisa the Rabbanon, only an Issa the Rabbana, like Muktzah, so then, and it fell into Heter, and it's going to be a Hefsed of Heter, so then we say it's Mutal of Hosefol of Olavatle. So the Shach writes, but Tosis restricts it only to Ein Loika Menatur, so he says he wrote in his Pirush Ha'orach on the tour, he wrote a whole explanation, which Issa the Rabbana is Yesh Loika Menatur, which is Ein Loika Menatur. But he says we don't, but the Shach continues to write there, we don't pass on like that anyway. And Siv Katan Yud Zayin, he says, we pass on like the Ramah, that even in Issa, the Rabban She'en Li Kaman HaTorah also, we're more machmer than Tosis. Even in Issa, the Rabban She'en Li Kaman HaTorah also. Why we make a day by the Muktzeh? Because it's going to all be burnt up. So that's why we make them. Yeah. So this Gemara is a problem. That's what we didn't get to the answer yet. This Gemara is a problem. Why does the Gemara ask a question? And then the answer was, Gereina ben Yoma, to ben Yoma. But why they ask a question that it should be Mutta, lachatchila? No, the Gemara says it's exeret mim b'sheina mina, ata mim b'mina. If you'll cook mim b'mina after Pesach, according to Rav, it'll be an Issa deraisa, because he doesn't hold from the din of nice and tam levgam. He holds that the chomesh al Pesach is an Issa deraisa. So he makes exeret, mim b'sheina mina, ata mim b'mina. If you cook mim b'mina after Pesach, it'll be b'mashehu. So it makes a zera mim b'sheina mina, ata mim b'mina. So why do they have to say zera mim b'sheina mina, ata mim b'mina? Should have said, Tosfos says, should have said, eimim b'at anisa l'chatchila. Or the way we said, instead of saying eimim b'at, you should have said, zera eina ben yoma, ata ben yoma. Should have said that, Isa. So Tosfos gives two answers, and this is quoted l'haloch and yeridei. So that's take a look. Maybe next week, Sunday, we'll start with this. Simen Tzadik Tes and yeridei. Sif Zion. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Kula. So the Vilna Gaon says there in the Bir Agra, Sif Katan Yud Zion, the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch is the Teretz to Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Epis doesn't exactly say that Teretz, but that's the Teretz that we accept. We accept the Teretz as quoted in Yeridei. So this Halach Lamaisa. So maybe Bali Neder on Sunday will wrap up this topic. And then we'll go to Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Okay, very good. Maybe Belineta tomorrow. We'll give everybody a break. So instead of learning Pesachim tomorrow, maybe we'll give a shir. Halacha Lamaisa, Maimon HaSinai was the Geirus of Klal Yisrael. All the dinim of Geirus, I learned that from Maimon HaSinai. That's the Gemara increases Daf Tes Amud Aleph. And maybe tomorrow, I think I'll give a shir on Hilchas Geirus. Good. If you have a Yoredei, Chel Gimel has all the Hilchas Geirus there, and we'll discuss what it says, plus more. Okay, have a nice day. I apologize, I have to run to a meeting now online, so I won't be able to carry on conversations. But let's say tomorrow, I think I'm going to have time. Okay, thank you.